Hi Tobias Samit, I'm Tarja. Welcome to TrueMetal.it and Metalsoc Finland. How are you this morning?
I am great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very fine. With this sunshine here in Sanremo, I couldn't feel better.
Well, the sun is not actually really shining here. And to be honest, I have an injured foot. But apart from that, I'm doing terrific.
Okay. So let's talk about your new rock opera, The Mystery of Time, that will come out on March 29 with a nuclear blast. So that is about in a month. How does it feel now? And do you have time for relax? Or will you have a busy month ahead?
I have the busiest month in the universe ahead, and the busiest, I would say, 15 years behind me.
Yeah, so, I guess so.
So it's really, you know, the good thing is the most relaxing period in the year for me is to produce an album, actually.
Yeah.
It's really unbelievable. That's creative and relaxing, and I love to do it. I disappear in my little own music world and compose and create and write a story and have a glass of red wine and keep on composing. But then, after it's finished, it's really the worst thing in the world, because then the record label says, do this, do that, go here, go there. You have to do 85 interviews next week here, and you have to go shoot a video, and then the stress starts.
Yes, I guess so, but I had to do this question, you know.
No problem, no problem. You know, it's cool. I'm relaxed still.
Okay. The album will feature by a huge number of guests. Would you like to tell me more about these corporations and about these choices? Why these people?
Well, of course, with some it's obvious. I mean, for example, Michael Kiske and Bob Catley, they are members of the family. They have been members of the family for so long, and they helped define the sound of Avantasia back in the metal opera days. So they belong to Avantasia, I would say.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's a very instinctive thing. When you keep on composing material, you write it, and you have passages, and you have certain voices, certain kinds of voices in your mind. And then I do what I am best at. I am a fan, and I just rely on my personal taste as a music lover and as a fan. And then you have passages like, for example, the passages that Biff Byford was singing.
Yeah.
I thought Biff was long overdue, because I have known him for so long personally. I've been on stage with Saxon to sing a guest song for them at Wacken, and we've known each other for a very long time. And when I had those passages, I thought, it's got to be Biff on that album.
Yeah.
And he's got to sing those passages, and then I adjusted them a little, for example, to Biff, and he sang it. Now, with other people, like Ronnie Atkins, for example, I wanted to have him already on the metal opera, but back then he did not want to do it. And so 13 years later, I met him at a festival, and we had a conversation, and I asked him again, and then he agreed. So it's all a matter of instinct and intuition. You have a passage, and you think which voice could work, and then you all of a sudden you think, oh, this could be Jolyn Turner. He has that kind of voice. Or, oh, this should be Eric Martin, because I'm a huge Mr. Big fan.
Yes.
It's a very, very subconscious instinct matter.
Way to, yes, and that's great, because then you get what you really want. I mean,
you have to. Yeah. The most important thing, I think, in playing music and composing music is you should not think so much about what the record company wants. You should not think so much about what certain fans may want.
Yeah.
You should only listen inside.
Yeah.
And do what you would want when you think like a fan.
Yes.
It's just, I am a music fan myself. I'm a real collector. I get the new albums of Magnum in every edition. And, you know, I can sit down and take the booklet and read. And so everything I do from a perspective of a music fan.
Yes.
That's also why the new album will come out in great editions. It will have a 28 pages booklet with the whole story of the concept printed.
Yeah.
This is a very, very important thing to me as a fan.
Yeah, and maybe that's also if when you think as a fan and you do everything instinctively. So that's why it always has the fresh sound.
Definitely, I think that's the reason why. If you do things for the right reason, which is because you need to do them from the bottom of your heart, with the ears of a fan, then I think you can never be too wrong. Because even if something will really, really fail and not sell, still you have recorded an album that you love as a fan.
Yes.
So it would be a very expensive album, actually, then, for you just as a fan. but even if nobody else in the world would like it, it's still worth failing with something that you really love.
By the way, could you tell me something about the storyline of this rock opera?
It's a story about a young scientist who realizes that everybody around him is having less and less time, and everybody is keeping themselves busy with material vanities, and nobody has got time anymore to think about what's really important in life and why we are running this rat race and why we are in that treadmill, what we are in that treadmill for. And people tend to forget. If I take a look around, everybody is busy answering as many emails as possible within a half an hour. Everybody is being busy, you know, just working themselves to death, running themselves to death, to complete tiredness, to become completely numb. And nobody really asks why and what for and what we truly are, what will remain. And it's about that young scientist who realizes that and has a feeling that something is taking people's time away on purpose. So people tire themselves to complete, to unawareness. Let's put it this way. People tire themselves to a point where they are not aware anymore of their spiritual side. And then for that young agnostic scientist, an exciting story or way begins, an exciting journey. He explores the coherencies of time and spirituality, and also his conviction as a natural scientist. So he is caught between believing in science and becoming aware of his spiritual nature as well. And then the story portrays, first of all, what he finds out about those forces that want to take people's time away, and what he also finds out about himself and his own relation to spirituality and how it changes and how certain experiences make him change his view on things. And it's an exciting story. It's an enchanting environment. It plays in the 19th century in a Victorian British small town. And it's an exciting Jules Verne kind of story.
Yes, yes. And at the end, I guess he finds out the mystery of time, as the title says.
I am not sure what he finds out at the end, because it's just chapter one. There will be another part which has not even been composed yet, which will happen maybe in 3, 4, 5 years. I have no clue. Whenever I feel like it. The story is not over. There will be chapter two.
Oh, great, great. And one curious question. Which of these 10 songs was the first to see the daylight?
I think Sleepwalking. But also Where Clock Hands Freeze was really, really, really early. At least the initial idea, because I think the chorus melody of Where Clock Hands Freeze was there already in, I would say, way before I even knew there would be another Avantasia album.
So tell me about the production and about working with Sasha Peetz. I suppose also that in writing process he has played an important role in the arrangements. How do you think that in this sense he has changed the band's sound?
Well, Sasha helps me to arrange the material, and he is the girl for everything in the production. So he will, you know, whenever there is a bass figure that I cannot play, he will take the bass and play that certain passage. Or whenever, you know, there is a suggestion in the drums, he will sit down and say, okay, we should play it like this. He can play every instrument, which is great, and makes suggestions. And he's a perfect musician. We have a completely different taste. I think Sasha really doesn't like heavy metal at all. I do like heavy metal, so it's always there's always a friendly tension.
Yeah.
And there's always
let's call it that way.
Yeah. No, it's the truth. It's really, we never argue. It's just like I say, oh, we should do this, and he says, no, that's theatrical.
Yeah.
That's 80s cheese metal. No,
yeah.
Let's do it differently. No, let's do it this way because it's my album. It's Tobias Sammons Avantasia, not Sasha Peetz Avantasia.
Yes.
So we really have funny discussions. And in the end, you know, he is such a perfect musician that he helps me a lot with the arrangements. But
yes.
It's I always have the final word when it comes to everything. And I wrote the songs on my own as well.
Okay, great. By the way, will we ever see the full orchestra in some of your live show? Or is it so that to move all the artists and orchestra, you should use the plane as Iron Maiden does?
Oh, we should choose the plane, and we should choose the number of, we should have the same amount of audience as Iron Maiden does as well. No, but seriously,
yeah.
And this is no excuse, but the truth is, I do not see a point of having an orchestra on stage with a heavy metal band.
Yeah.
Because most orchestras that play with heavy metal bands play playback anyway.
Yes.
Because sound-wise, it doesn't make sense. Because you have a band with a heavy drummer, with loud guitars, Avantasia is more heavy metal than opera. It's called the metal opera, but it is metal and has some opera flair.
Yeah.
It works well on the album because you can really work hours and hours on the sound.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For a live show, all the instruments will go into the microphones of the orchestra.
Yeah.
And that's why it will be a big sound mess. And I can tell you, as a matter of fact, a lot of orchestras that play with heavy metal bands on stage are not even wired. They are not even playing with a band. They have a playback tape running and just pretend they play. And this would be the worst thing I could imagine because, you know, you would have to charge everybody maybe 10 or 15 euros more for a ticket in order to pay an orchestra that you don't even hear or need.
Yes.
So we rather spent that money on a keyboarder with great sounds. We will not have tapes running in the background. Our keyboarder will play the orchestra passages as good as he can, transposed to 10 fingers instead of 60 musicians.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. And of course it will sound a little different, but I think it will be much better for the overall sound than trying to have a real orchestra on stage.
Yes, that makes sense. That makes sense. Listen, the cover artwork is hand-painted by the world-famous British fantasy painter Rodney Matthews. Please tell me about this cooperation, how you got together.
I always used to be a huge fan of Rodney's work, and for this new album, I thought the album was so organic, so real, so unfashionable, so timeless, or so old-fashioned, to say even. A handmade, old-fashioned, organic, honest album, and well-crafted. And I thought, I should make a statement and have a real hand-painted artwork on the cover. So I contacted Rodney Matthews, my favorite painter, and said, okay, could you paint an artwork that doesn't necessarily have to do anything with the storyline, but that embraces the magic of the story and the topic and the title? And I gave him the lyrics of the first song of Spectres, and then he started to paint, and out came this magical, wonderful piece of art. I'm really happy with it. And it's a real enchanting album cover. I know it is not modern at all, but I did not want to go for it. It's an album cover you would have expected on a Magnum album of 1984. And that's great for Avantasia. We are timeless. We are bigger than the spirit of the times.
Oh, great. And that's also the mystery of times, about it. Yes. Listen, immediately after the release, you will hit the road. Can you reveal me some more information and details about it, and what will happen there on stage?
Well, there will be the biggest Avantasia ensemble of all times. And because, you know, the stars had lined up, it was, everything was really, really fitting schedule-wise. So we'll play more than 3 hours for the first leg of the tour in April on our own shows.
Yeah.
We also come to Milan with that. And it will be really, really big. There will be Amanda Somerville. There will be Oliver Hartmann.
Yeah.
There will be the former Heaven's Gate singer Thomas Rettke. There will be Michael Kiske and Bob Catley.
Wow.
There will be Ronnie Atkins of Pretty Maids. There will be Eric Martin of Mr. Big.
Yeah.
There will be me, Sasha Pett, Felix Bohnke, Miro Rodenberg. It will be the biggest Avantasia show of all times.
Oh, great.
And I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, we're going to play more than 3 hours. It will be big. We'll play a lot of old songs, the metal opera stuff. We'll play a lot of Scarecrow and Wicked Symphony songs, and also some of the new songs. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because it will be an exciting venture.
Yes, yes, definitely. And it seems that Avantasia continues always to inspire you with new ideas. In fact, we no longer believe that the latest release of Avantasia will actually be the last one. As you said, that there will be another chapter, chapter of this mystery of time. But where do you find inspirations for this project? I mean, you said that you take your time and everything, but what are your sources?
I think the source is whatever surrounds me.
Yeah.
My source is perpetual. It's what's going on around me. It's the music that I love. It's the thoughts that I think. It's the fears that I have, it's the joy that I have, it's whatever happens in my life goes to some point in my, I don't know if it's the brain or if it's the mind, but it goes somewhere inside and gets filtered and gets, you know, transformed into creativity, and I'm really happy it is like that.
It's not
that I go some at my keyboard and or that I go into the studio and have to squeeze out ideas and search for them. They are there. It needs to come out. It's the opposite. I did not write this Avantasia album because I had to, because I did not have a record deal. I did not have any expectations from other people. I even had quit the project. So it was for me, even for myself, it was over. I did not think about it anymore. I did not want to think about it anymore. But then it was an urge. I needed it. I needed to let out that creativity. And so all of a sudden I found myself in my little music room in our house and compose a new chapter of Aventasia. This only happened because the creativity was there. God knows where it comes from.
Yes, yes. But that's, as you told me, that the life you are living, and if you are living it with open mind, so you let in the inspiration, and then it comes out when it's the right time. I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, is there any artist of your dreams, or maybe from the past, or simply from another music style, that you would like to cooperate for the future albums?
One day I would love to cooperate with Bruce Dickinson.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, you know, I tried it many times and it never happened. So if you will ever talk to Bruce Dickinson, tell him.
I will tell a good word for you.
Okay.
So let's hope we will see him in your next album. And whatever you happen to have some free time, how you prefer to spend it?
Watch football.
Oh.
Very, very unpoetic, I know. But that's what I want to do. I want to go to the stadium then, sit there. That's actually the only thing in the world at the moment where I can completely switch off my antennas for music.
Yes.
You know, because by the time Bayern Munich enters the arena, my mind is set for war.
That's great. And now the last question. What are your greetings to our readers?
Well, I want to thank everybody for hopefully supporting me. I mean, people in Italy have supported me, in Finland as well, but more in Italy. People have supported me really, really well, and I don't forget that, and I really appreciate that. And I just hope that people will find a lot of joyful hours with The Mystery of Time, just like I had so many great moments composing and recording it. And I want to thank each and everybody, and hope to see you all in Milan on the 16th of April.
April, yes, definitely, I will be there. And Tobias, I want to thank you very much for this chat, and hope all the best for your hectic month ahead, and of course for the release and for the tour. So see you on the road, and have a great day. And take care.
Thank you very much.
Take care of your food.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.